TLRC have done a great job, and we want to congratulate them for that. I think the TLRC has succeeded in a great deal with the testimonies that were revealed through the truth-seeking process by the various witnesses that appear before the commission. We are not privileged to see what is in the report and the recommendations of the Truth Commission. But as been indicated by the TLRC Commission Chairman, Dr. Cisse, there are people that have been recommended for prosecution, those that bear the greatest responsibility in atrocity crimes that occurred during the Jammeh 22-year brutal dictatorship.
Do you think former President Yahya Jammeh should also be prosecuted?
Well, Jammeh is the ringleader, is the head of all these gruesome atrocities that were committed, all planned, orchestrated, and instructed by Jammeh himself to the junglers that carried out his orders to do the execution on his behalf. So I see no reason why Jammeh should evade justice. You know, Jammeh has been seriously implicated, you know, by the findings of the commission. You know, he has been grossly adversely mentioned as an alleged perpetrator. We are working very closely with our international partners, the various human rights organizations across the world, included Human Rights Watch, and many other, you know, international partners that are part of this campaign, including the Gambia civil society organizations, to see to it that Jammeh, you know, faces justice.
The former president has been openly visible during this presidential election campaign in the Gambia. In fact, he said the other day that he plans to return to the Gambia. You have said that you blame President Adama Barrow for emboldening former President Yahya Jammeh. What do you mean?
President Adama Barrow, he is to be blamed for waking up the devil from his coma. You know, Jammeh has been literally put in coma since he went into self-imposed exile in Equatorial Guinea. So, I mean, for Adama Barrow as the president of the Gambia and for the man who initiated the establishment of the Truth Commission to go into an alliance with the party of the devil, that is the APRC, I think, I mean, that is quite despicable act of treachery to vent his anger, you know, and to orchestrate, I mean, his plans to destabilize this country.
You have also said that the victims want justice. What would they consider to be true justice?
Well, what justice meant for the victims is, in fact, to actually dig into the facts surrounding the allegations of the gruesome human rights violation that were perpetrated on them. That means what the TLRC have just concluded by establishing an impartial historical record of human rights violations that were committed from July 1994 to January 2017, and to make recommendations for post-TLRC prosecutions, and also to fully compensate the victims, and also to promote reconciliation as a healing process.